Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Now, today we're on our diary unit, and we're going to talk about something that happens between friends. It's a misunderstanding. Misunderstandings are quite common. It just happens when there's a problem with communication, right, Anna? Like, two people, one person wants one thing, another person wants something else, and for some reason they don't know what the other person wants, right?
Right. Or they just misunderstand each other.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to talk about this very common situation today through our diary entry. We're going to find out what happens when there's misunderstandings between friends. So let's go ahead and read through today's article, and then Anna and I will be back.
Reading.
Just a small misunderstanding. I've never had a disagreement with my best friend Amanda. We have always had fun, whether we were riding bikes together, making silly videos at home, or having slumber parties. But yesterday, we had a small misunderstanding. We were supposed to meet at a cafe to study, but Amanda didn't show up. I sent her a text and called her up, but she didn't respond and I got very worried. After 3 hours had gone by, I lost my cool. I thought that Amanda had ditched me, so I went home. I felt very upset all night. Today, when I went to school, I decided not to talk to Amanda. However, the moment when Amanda came into the classroom, she came to me and held my hand. She explained that she had a serious family issue at the time. Though she wanted to contact me, her cell phone's battery died. Amanda felt it was her fault for missing our study session and hoped that I could forgive her. I was touched by her candid apology and promised her our friendship will last forever.
All right, today's article starts off by saying, I've never had a disagreement with my best friend Amanda. Now, if you have a disagreement with somebody, it means you don't agree on something. We see that prefix, D-I-S, disagreement. Dis just means like counter to something, against something, or the opposite of something. So disagreement means you do not have an agreement. You don't agree on something. You have opposite views, or you both want different things.
Right, 所以其实啊，我们如果说 have a disagreement with someone， 其实就是和某人意见不合的意思。那么中间这个 disagreement 其实都从动词的 agree 同意变化而来，所以前面加 dis， 后面加 ment 就会让它变成否定的，而且是名词性的，也就是意见不合、意见不一致的意思。
Now, disagreements between friends, I think, are quite common. No matter how long you're friends with somebody or how good of friends you are, eventually you'll disagree on something. But in this case, it's the first time this is happening. So let's find out a little bit more about their friendship. It says, we have always had fun, whether we were riding bikes together, making silly videos at home,or having slumber parties. So these are some of the activities that they do together. They ride bikes together. They go out on their bicycles. Sometimes they make silly videos at home. So they film themselves doing silly stuff. And they also have slumber parties. Slumber means to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And slumber party is when you go over to a friend's house and you stay overnight there.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do this when I was a kid with my friends. Like, I would go to their place, we'd watch movies, eat some bad food.
On weekends?
Yeah, on weekends.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, we'd stay up too late. Like, their parents would say, okay, we need you in bed by 11 o'clock. We'd be like, yeah, okay, sure. And then we'd stay up late, sleep in, have breakfast, that kind of thing. So that's what we call a slumber party. Do you guys have those in Taiwan? Is that common?
I think we do have this kind of party, but I've never had that kind
never
of
had
party.
A slumber party.
No.
Okay. Yeah, we did it all the time when we were,
really?
When we were kids. Little kids. Eventually, uh-huh. of course, you get too old for that sort of thing. But
right.
when you're a little kid, it's something that's fun to do. And that's something that these two friends had too.
所以其实在这里的 slumber party, 如果真的要翻成中文的话大概就是睡衣派对啦。当然其实英文的 party, 我们好像听到派对好像就是要很疯狂喝酒。其实不是 ,party 其实就是大家聚在一起。所以你可能会在 weekend 的时候到你的好朋友或好同学家去过夜，然后大家可能聊得很晚，然后睡在对方家或同学来你家，其实都叫做 slumber party。
So they've done all these fun things together, but it goes on to say, but yesterday we had a small misunderstanding. If you have a misunderstanding, it means, once again, there's a problem with communication. You don't understand what the other person means or what they want. So they had a misunderstanding with each other. They don't know what the other person wants, or perhaps they don't agree on something. We'll find out exactly what this misunderstanding was in just a minute.
所以在这里的 misunderstanding 其实可以先从动词的 misunderstand 开始。但是这个 misunderstand 其实你仔细的看一下后面的 understand 其实是你了解的一个字。Understand 就是了解知道，而前面的 mis 是让它成为否定，变成不了解、误解或者是误会的意思。所以在英文当中，误会的名词只要把 misunderstand 后面再加 ing 就可以了，误会就叫做 misunderstanding。
So the misunderstanding was we were supposed to meet at a cafe to study, but Amanda didn't show up.、
Mm-hmm.
Now we see the phrase be supposed to do somethingIt means that you said you would do something, like you promise to do something perhaps, so that is what you have to do. You are required to do something. So they had agreed, or they thought they had agreed, to go to this cafe to study together, but Amanda didn't show up. She wasn't there when they agreed to meet.
所以中间这里的 be supposed to do something,其实就表示应该如何如何，我们常听到应该好像英文就会用 should, 但是 should 其实也有这个动词片语可以替换，我们本来约好的我们应该要出现然后见面 be supposed to meet, be supposed to do something, 本来应该要做某事。
So what happens next? Well, it says I sent her a text and called her up, but she didn't respond and I got very worried.To respond means to reply, to send a message back to someone who has sent a message to you. For example, if somebody sends you an email, then you would respond to that email. Or sometimes we also say reply. Those two words have basically the same meaning. So she's sitting there in the cafe waiting, sending text messages, tried to call her up.But her friend did not respond. She got no reply from her.
Right. 所以在这里呢，我们看到的 respond, 它并不是只有单纯回应，而是特别针对简讯 text message, 或者是 a call, phone call, 或者是打电话，回电话或回简讯。在这里的 respond 是这个意思。所以 Amanda 都没有任何回应，当然我们可能会有一点着急，看不知道是发生什么事情了。
After 3 hours had gone by, I lost my cool. So she actually sat in the cafe and waited for 3 hours. That's a really long time.
Like, 3 hours?
Yeah, if somebody was late meeting you somewhere, how long would you wait?
I'll wait for probably 30 minutes,
30
I guess.
Minutes, okay, 30 minutes. I would say maybe at most 45 minutes, an hour. I guess she must be a really good friend because she sat there for 3 hours.In the cafe, and understandably, she says, I lost my cool. If you lose your cool, it means you lose your temper. You get really, really angry. And I can understand that because she's sitting there for 3 hours sending text messages, making phone calls, and no reply. So she loses her cool. She gets angry. And to lose your cool is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn some more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
We We are so close to the donut shop now. I can smell the freshly made sweets.
Thank goodness. We've been in this line for 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours.
不好意思。小姐，我要一盒甜甜圈，谢谢。
哎哎，你怎么回事？我们在排队。
哎，不好意思，我赶时间啊。
哎，冲去排队。
不管用，不管用。
Whoa, you really lost your cool there.
I'm not cool, I'm hot and angry.
To lose one's cool means to lose one's temper.
So you mean lose one's cool is 失去理智，沉不住气。
Exactly. You really lost your cool when that person cut in front of us.
I hate line cutters. They always make me lose my cool.
I bet.I lose my cool whenever I see a sold-out sign at a restaurant I like.
I guess you really do lose your cool.
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase, lose one's cool, to lose your temper and get angry. All right, let's get back into the article now, which says, I thought that Amanda had ditched me, so I went home. Ditched, it's a kind of slang that we have. It means to purposely leave someone behind, or not meet up with them, or tell them to go somewhere where you're actually not going. Like, if you didn't want to see somebody, you might say, yeah, I'm going to the mall at 3 p.m., But actually, at that time, you're going to a movie. So you're trying to send them to the wrong place purposely. It's kind of a really mean thing to do. And that's what she thinks Amanda has done. She thought Amanda told her to go to the cafe or said, yeah, we'll meet up at the cafe, but then actually went somewhere else.
Oh, 所以在这里的 ditch someone, to ditch someone, 其实在英文当中是比较口语或俚语的用法。其实翻成中文大概就是爽某人的约啊，或者是放某人鸽子的意思。That's mean.
That's really, yeah, it's a really mean thing to do, but it happens sometimes. That's what she thinks happens. She thinks she got left behind or was purposely given the wrong information.Well, understandably, it says, I felt very upset all night. If you feel upset, it means you have all these negative emotions. Maybe you feel sad, angry, hurt, a combination of all those different things. You just feel really, really bad. And she thinks her friend left her behind, so of course she feels very upset by that.
Right, 所以想想看，如果有人放你鸽子，然后或者是爽你的约，你一定心里会很生气，然后觉得有点受伤，然后又觉得有点难过。为什么我的好朋友会这样子做呢？那一种复杂的心情，比较负面的，在英文当中都可以用这个形容词，叫做 upset, feel upset, 或者是 be upset.
So she's really upset, and then they have to see each other the next day at school. Ooh, this could get ugly. Let's find out what happens.It says, today when I went to school, I decided not to talk to Amanda.We call this the silent treatment.
Oh, the silent... 冷战.
The silent treatment. Have you ever had the silent treatment from someone? Have you ever given the silent treatment to someone?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it's terrible. It's because you don't know what's going on.
Right.
You say, what's wrong? And they go, And they say nothing to you, so you can't figure it out. So she's giving Amanda the silent treatment.And then it says, however, the moment when Amanda came into the classroom, she came to me and held my hands. She explained that she had a serious family issue at the time. Okay, so now we find out what happened. She didn't ditch Amanda, or she didn't ditch her friend, I'm sorry. She actually had a good excuse. She had a family issue.Family issue just means usually you have some sort of problem with your family. Maybe somebody was very sick or somebody got hurt or you just had to do something with your family that was very important. So she didn't just leave her behind at the cafe. She had to deal with something that was very, very serious at the time. At the time is a phrase we use just to refer to a specific time when we're telling a story. About something that happened in the past. Like, if you're telling a story about something that happened 5 years ago, you could say, oh, at the time, I was working in a coffee shop. So it just means at that specific time in history.
Right, 所以根据上下文啊，我们当时讲到的当时 at the time, then, 或者是我们有时候会用 then, then, 当时如何如何，我们就要根据文章的上下文来推断是什么样的时间点，当然就是昨天他们约好要见面的那个时间点。原来 Amanda 家里有急事，我们中文说家里临时有状况，突然发生一些事情，在英文可以用 family issue。因为其实在英文当中或者是在中文，现在我们大家都会比较重 privacy， 会比较重隐私，所以 anyways 家里临时有点状况有急事都可以用 family issue。
Okay, the article goes on to say, though she wanted to contact me, her cell phone's battery died. Amanda felt it was her fault for missing our study session and hoped that I could forgive her. So Amanda feels this was all her fault. It means she caused this to happen. She is the reason why this happened. Even though her cell phone battery died, she couldn't get through to them, and they missed this study session, this time they had scheduled to study together.
所以啊，如果我们要说是某人的错，在英文当中可以说 it's someone's fault. Fault 这个名词就有犯错的意思。而当然他们约好要一起读书，这个读书会或者是所谓的一起见面要干什么做什么事情，或者做什么事，当然要读书咯，这叫做英文的 study session。
The article concludes by saying I was touched by her candid apology and promised her our friendship would last forever. Candid just means sincere or very honest, and apology is when you say I'm sorry. So she said I'm sorry I missed itand it won't happen again, and they're still the best of friends.
Right, 所以当我们 say sorry 的时候呢，这个动词叫做 apologize, apologize. 那说出来的这个抱歉，这个名词在英文当中就是 apology, apology.
Now that brings us to the end of today's article, but before we go, let's have our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, our question for you chat question for today is, how would you resolve a serious misunderstanding with a friend?
Well, I think the best way to solve a misunderstanding is always just to talk things out, because a misunderstanding is a problem with communication, with talking to each other. So the best way to solve it is to communicate. Just ask them what is going on. We saw in today's story, one of the friend, the writer of our diary, was going to not speak to Amanda. She said, I'm not going to talk to her. I don't think that's the way to do it. Because if you don't talk, you can't work out a misunderstanding. It's solved with words. So try to talk, try to be calm about it, and just work things out. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think you're right. We should talk about everything, especially when we think someone is thinking this way and why she's doing that. But we have to talk about it to avoid misunderstandings.
Yeah, and you can't just assume what people think. You never
want
to do that. You might think, oh, they probably think this. You could be completely wrong. So always try to talk things out with your friends. All right, that brings us to the end of the article. We are right out of time today on English for You, but...Please join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Anna.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Just a small misunderstanding. I've never had a disagreement with my best friend Amanda. We have always had fun, whether we were riding bikes together, making silly videos at home, or having slumber parties. But yesterday, we had a small misunderstanding.We were supposed to meet at a cafe to study, but Amanda didn't show up. I sent her a text and called her up, but she didn't respond and I got very worried. After 3 hours had gone by, I lost my cool. I thought that Amanda had ditched me, so I went home. I felt very upset all night. Today, when I went to school, I decided not to talk to Amanda.However, the moment when Amanda came into the classroom, she came to me and held my hand. She explained that she had a serious family issue at the time. Though she wanted to contact me, her cell phone's battery died. Amanda felt it was her fault for missing our study session and hoped that I could forgive her. I was touched by her candid apology and promised her our friendship will last forever.
Vocabulary Review. Misunderstanding. The couple had a misunderstanding, but then soon solved the problem. Respond. I usually respond to messages as soon as I have some free time. Ditch. The boy ditched his friends and went home, which made them feel angry. Upset. She feels upset because her best friend lied to her about something. Fault. It's not my fault that I was late. There was a lot of traffic. Apology. He made an apology to his friend because he forgot about her birthday.